News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. A lawsuit by 21 states, including Oklahoma, challenges the ATF's new rules requiring federal licenses in gun sales. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond claims the rule would impact anyone selling or trading a single gun to another person. A company with worldwide operations is expanding its already growing presence in Norman. Advanced Call Center Technologies already employs over 1,500 workers, will add 800 more. The company handles fraud cases, management disputes, and claim processing in the financial sector. The ground shakes every day in Oklahoma, but yesterday residents around Edmond could feel it. There are no reports of injury or damage from a 3.5 magnitude quake in northern Oklahoma County. AccuWeather predicting higher temperatures for Oklahoma this summer, up to 3 degrees higher on the historical average scale. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour Schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.